Hello there. It's Russ Walsh, Russ Walsh's popular radio program. It's the evening time for many of us. For some, it's the other day. This episode, I admit, was a bit late. It was a bit late. I had to scale a mountain and meditate for a while. Sometimes you look into the abyss, and it stares back, and it grips at you. Grips at you, the devil. The devil stares into your soul and tears away all decency in the world. You can't see any good. There are people that are evil in this world, and they just want to destroy it for us all. Well, you know what, folks? Sometimes you have to make a stand. Sometimes you have to stand up. Sometimes you have to stop sitting, bozo, because you are sitting and sleeping on a menace to society. He may look normal. He may dress in the same kind of clothes you and me do. We may all be among these monsters, but they are out there. And they go by the name of haters, folks. And they're one specific hater I can't stand. At the pit of my stomach, there is an angry seed planted there. That just makes me hate these revolting creatures. Who just want to tear away everything I believe in. They go by the name of haters, as I said earlier. And you know what they hate? You know what they hate? Are you even listening to me? You know what they hate? Short-haired hotties. Lovely ladies who don't need the long locks. They're comfortable with their image. To know that their hair, when properly styled in a shorter fashion, is good look for them. I think that's confident and bold. And these men and women who dare hate on what these people want deserve nothing more than to be thrown in the deepest, dankest pit of hell. I swear to God, I have an obscure, niche internet friend who I will remain anonymous, and I won't repeat here. I say they're niche just because I don't want you to search for them. But they revealed secret documents and plans and quotations from people saying that men don't like short-haired ladies. You know what? You sicken me, you monster. Who are you? Who are you? I'm gonna grab you. You monster who told her this, or told someone else this and she heard about it. I'm just gonna... I mean, if I gain any word that the second you saw Natalie Portman shaved in V for Vendetta and you went, oh, yucky, oh, I will track you down. I don't have anything against, like, ladies with the long hair. You're fine. You're beautiful in your own way, but god damn it. We have been living in a post-Enlightenment world. Our forefathers include Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, men of valor, and who were willing to do things that were taboo at the time for what they believed in. Marrying a black woman? Sure. Sleeping with everybody in sight? Sure. Taboo in our day? But you know what? They could see the beauty in any woman. Who are you? Who? You think you're all that, a bag of chips? God, I hate you. If you see one of these awful human beings berating the pixie cut, You text me, or you know what, stand up for yourself and her, and punch him in the nose. Yeah, that's right. I am starting together a coalition of men and women against the abuse of short-haired hotties. It will be called the Coalition of Men and Women Against the Abuse of Short-Haired Hotties, or ACOMAWADAOSHH for short, because... God damn it, if nobody else in the world cares, at least you can. At least you can. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to leave this mountaintop. I'm going to go to Starbucks. And I'm going to drown my salty, sweaty tears in a frappe with caramel. Why? This has been Russ Walsh's Very Angry Program. Good night.